Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the P1 podcast with Matt and Tommy. We are here very much closing in on the start of the season, and we are here to reflect on the beautiful, wonderful red scarlet team of Ferrari today. And we have a lot to dive into today, Tommy. It was a long car launch. We need to really dissect quite a few key moments and key points here because there was so much to process that we genuinely don't know where to start.
There was so much going on, sarcasm, but based on...
I love how you clarified
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sarcasm. Based on Twitch, we might actually have a disagreement for the first time ever. So all the people that like us having a rare disagreement, this might be the day.
Yeah, and look, Tommy, that's quite, you know, confident from you. Because not only is it a disagreement, but it's a disagreement about Ferrari. So, you know, let's fight. I've got the swords ready. Let's really get this going. I guess first thoughts, talk about the car. Of course, Ferrari have gone for a slightly different design this year. They've got some nice yellow accents. They've got some stripes down the side of the car. And I think it's a very clean car. I don't think it's completely and utterly like, oh my God, that is a 10 out of 10 Ferrari. Because the bog standard default, a Ferrari is an 8 out of 10 anyway, because it's red and it's Ferrari. So it's still, you know, a gorgeous looking car. I don't think it's my favourite ever Formula One Ferrari car that I've seen, but it's certainly something I can appreciate with the fact that there isn't much carbon. There is still elements of it, but it merges quite nicely, I think, with the red anyway. And they've tried, you know, they've done, you know, a bit of white, bit of yellow. It's a good looking car.
Yeah, they've tried to do something different. At least the fear that we had of it being all carbon or mainly carbon certainly isn't the case. Maybe done similar to Aston Martin in the fact that they've hidden little pockets away, which was nice. I'm glad they've not done what they did last year with the carbon, where they had those big kind of cutouts on the side pod, which looked really, really horrible. They've done it a lot better to have it around the exhaust. Yeah, just looking at it, I'm not a huge fan of the yellow and white. I like that they've tried something different. To me, it's a downgrade on how the car looked before. I like that they've tried something different. It's not for me, but I appreciate them trying to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, mate, Shell are probably like, yo, our logo's yellow. Do you want to throw in a little yellow stripe just to, you know, give us a little nod there as well? So, yeah, interesting. I mean, it's still not a bad livery by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, no.
When you say it's a downgrade, nice. It's from like a 9 to an 8.5 or something. Is that kind of the downgrade?
Maybe a
you're speaking
7.
Of? 7 out of 10 for
the lines,
Ferrari.
The more is... I don't like. Yeah, it's the lines for me. I don't think they They match the car very nicely.
Cool. Well, no one asked. So, fair. You're allowed your opinion. That's great. Yeah, exactly. P1 Patreon member AMG Piper asks, how sad does it make Matt and all the other Ferrari fans that the car launch was over faster than any Ferrari pit stops last season and possibly in this coming season? Thanks for really throwing in the pit stops there as well, AMG Piper. That's really good. Brings back a lot of great memories. I'm a little bit devastated, to be honest with you, that it was a 1.5 minute video, mainly because the expectation after the brilliant car launch they did last year, I wasn't expecting a carbon copy and for them to do it again, but I was expecting more than what we were given. Now, I have to be consistent in this because I roasted Haas, I roasted Aston Martin for it. So I have to do the same for Ferrari. If I turn around and go, well, Ferrari, actually, they're setting the trends here. Yeah, minute and a half video, that's exactly what we all want. So I am disappointed because I was like, I woke up this morning feeling a bit loosey-goosey, ready. I was like, Ferrari car launch is coming. We're going to get at least 20 minutes, bit of word from the drivers, bit of Fred as well, throw that in there. Maybe a car on, who knows? But that was the beauty, the mystery of it. And then we saw YouTube premiering in 15 minutes. And I was like, premiere? interesting, but maybe it's as live or something. But no, it turned out to be a minute and a half video, which I'm not happy with. I don't like the fact that teams are going down this route. I think it's sad for Formula One. I think it's if they genuinely feel like there is no point in doing it, it's not worth the money. I don't know. I feel it's a little bit of a sad time for Formula One. I don't want an hour-long car launch. There is a perfect medium of a car launch. I will always say that. It is hard to get it right. But for me, it's sad that Ferrari have gone from an absolute 10 out of 10 banging car launch last year to here's a video of a minute and a half.
Yeah, for me, this is the thing we disagreed about on the stream, that I don't think it's the end of the world that they've done a short launch this time. The fact that essentially not much has changed. You do wonder how much not having this big song and dance about the new season when things are the same. You wonder if them inviting all the press down when they've just had this big Lewis Hamilton announcement is the best idea, because Carlos would have just been bombarded with questions all day about it and it'd probably been a bit annoying for him. Not saying that that's a reason not to do a car launch, but the thing is, there's
they can't
no...
just say no to the press.
Yeah, I know they can, but I appreciate, like, and I said this yesterday on the Aston Martin launch, a team like Stake, it's new, there's something to shout about, whereas when same driver lineup, there's no major rule change, there's not a huge amount that's changed. They did, in my opinion, one of the best launches of all time, maybe even the best, because I think it just really just captured Ferrari perfectly, in that it's all about the passion of Ferrari, the excitement, and, you know, that whole sort of, like, they had the car out on track and it made it really exciting. But do they need to do that every year? And especially when something's not changed, then
yes,
I'm not gonna, yeah, it's not the end of the world in my opinion.
Fight me. I'm not saying it's the end of the world,
but, like,
you know what I mean?
I know you're saying, like, you don't like it as much
tonight.
But what I would say is next year they're going to have Lewis Hamilton in the team. And yes, if they did a 1 minute car lunch, I'd be annoyed, because it's like something new and exciting. So, like, when
I would
things
throw
change,
my desk out the window if they do a 1 minute video for Lewis Hamilton joining the team.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, next year is the time to do something a bit new.
Yeah, but what was new last year?
True.
What was so special about last year? Exactly. It's not like it was a new driver lineup. Nothing like that.
P1.
It was just
P1's we want first.
Yeah, first exactly. Car launch. So there wasn't anything, you know, brand new that they were launching then. And I think the thing that kind of upsets me a little bit, like, I'm not going to go over the top about this. I'm not going to lose sleep. I'm just like, I was ready for a car launch about Ferrari, especially after last year. It didn't happen. Is that they're there? They are literally there doing almost exactly the same as what they did last year. It's not like they aren't there or they're not shaking down. They are literally doing all of that. They're just going to put it on social media rather than a live stream. Now, I'm sure there was a decision around that, but that's what upsets me, is that the Tifosi are literally there. They will, you know, they are going to see exactly, well, I'm very lucky and lucky jealous. They are very lucky to be there and have a little look. And I think they're the best fan base in the world. You know, they just turn up wherever Ferrari go. But yeah, I think it's just because they are literally there. And, you know, you gave us an amazing thing last year. You know, I know you're saying next year's also a great opportunity for it, but every year is this year's our year. You know, come on, where's the mottos and stuff, Ferrari? Where's the belief? But yeah, that's my 2p, or maybe 20p on that.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Jones RF873 comes in with, why are all teams doing a short car launch? I think it goes back to them weighing up, is there any point? What is there to gain? And perhaps they did take Tommy's view of, well, we did it last year, we don't need to do it again this year, and we can do it next year. Saves a bit of money, fine. You know, Ferrari are strapped for cash now that they've signed Lewis Hamilton, so maybe,
yeah,
maybe
they are trying to save 4 billion or whatever it was.
Maybe they're trying to save a few pennies here and there. But no, I, as I say, and I will keep saying, it is a shame that the car launches, you know, they are doing, you know, an animation of it or the car rolling out here and there and everywhere, fine. But that's just for like social media traffic driving and hitting numbers and that sort of stuff. I don't know. Formula One, for me, car launches is part of, I'm a stickler for just what it's used, what it used to be like and what it, you know, what I'm used to, in the sense of car launches are part of the start of a Formula One season. Even if they might be rubbish, it's still part of the build-up to it. So yeah, now that we're in this social media world and everything is very fast and very snappy and 1 minute this and 30 seconds that, that's the kind of route that it seems that some teams are going as well.
Yeah, but then I guess it's not always, you know, we the thing that always comes out in car launches is like, oh, remember when the Spice Girls launched the McLaren and stuff? It's like, that was one time in the 90s. Like, can you name any other McLaren launch or anything that happened? It was probably quite similar in terms of like 1 year, maybe it was quite quick and they just put some pictures in the newspaper. And then the next year, yeah, it was this like fancy launch. So I think it changes like year on year. You do wonder how much it is a victim of the internet, and maybe the teams need to realize that the internet are never happy, in terms of, you know, you watch the live streams and it's people just going, share the car, share the car, share the car.
The haters shout the loudest.
Exactly. And then now these teams are sort of going, okay, here's a 2 minute video and we'll share the car immediately. We're kind of like, well, where's the car launch? So I get that side of it. You do wonder, yeah, like it's teams weighing up the option of if it's worth it, maybe. But then it's all in one day. Here's an idea that, say, like they do that big thing in Vegas where they're trying to like hype up. Why don't they just have like a car launch day on a weekend, and then because everyone's car launches at different times anyway. Obviously, like, you know, we're complaining that VCarb was at 6 a.m. or blah, blah, blah. But then equally, like, people in America would have missed this launch and are going to wake up and see the pictures way later. Like, if you knew that all 10 teams were going to release their car at the same time, you don't see anything, and then on the Bahrain pit straight or somewhere, they have a big launch event, and yeah, it'd be super cheesy, but all the teams can then have that moment where they take the covers off. And then you also don't get that kind of low feeling of when you have had a 20-minute Alpine launch and you don't like the car or whatever, because there'll be someone next, and then or if the car's the same or whatever. So like if they did a launch altogether, you do wonder, like, maybe that could be something they go down. You never know. Like, I think the way Formula One is going.
I think to counteract that, obviously teams want to have their own moment in the spotlight. I think that people would pick and choose which ones they want to go and see. Also, a livery could very much steal the whole show, and then Alpine don't even get a moment's chatter on social and things like that, because they do want to have.
And then
that
that's
whole
an incentive to not paint the whole thing in carbon, do the whole thing in carbon fibre. So
maybe
that's a good incentive to be like, well, actually put some effort in and do something cool, and then you might get noticed. So there we go. We've fixed it.
Oh my God, what was in your coffee this morning? Jeez, disagreements, and then an absolute pop off. But no, I think in theory that'd be great from a Formula One fan's perspective to have like a whole day dedicated to car launches. But I just feel as though teams will be like, no, we want to have.
It's our day.
It's our day, okay? Like, if I want the sales director of flipping whatever to come up and speak about how good our sales have been in the last year, then we will.
It'd be an hour launch and 30 minutes in the middle. It's just like Alpine's turn, and they have 30 minutes where the CEO is just chatting, and the team that are next are like, come on.
You can just imagine, like, at this sort of hypothetical scenario that you're thinking of, you know, oh, it's in Las Vegas or wherever it might be, and it looks incredible. All right, Alpine, it's your turn. and Alpine just bring in conference center curtains to put up and like really beige walls. Just like,
yeah, we need just to like, do a right, traditional
look. This is what feels like Alpine. Anyway, sorry, enough Alpine slander. There have been other bad car launches as well. Right, moving on. Sam Ducky Douglas, is it giving you Lightning McQueen or McDonald's vibes? It doesn't give me McDonald's vibes. I think that's a bit harsh. Yeah, okay, it's a bit yellow. Does that make everything that's ever been
apparently
yellow ever
yes.
McDonald's?
Red and yellow is just that thing, yes. Isn't it, where everyone says McDonald's.
I think Lightning McQueen vibes maybe because, you know, bit car. And they're both cars, but I don't. It doesn't really give me either. It gives me Ferrari vibes because Ferrari is a very strong brand. So I won't disrespect it with the McDonald's comparison. But Lightning McQueen is a legend, so you know, sure.
Yeah, there'll always be McDonald's. It's probably why Ferrari maybe haven't used the yellow in the past. We saw them implement it quite well, in my opinion, in that like Monza special. I prefer that the way they did it then to this one, but. Yeah, there's always going to be internet memes as soon as you use yellow and red, but it's not the first thing I thought of. It was just kind of like, oh, they've gone for a bit more these yellow and white stripes, which look really cool on the race suits. I was obviously saying that, yeah. I'm not a huge fan of it on the car. I don't think it's implemented as well as it could be, but the race suits I think look banging.
The race suits are fire. The helmets look great as well for the drivers. But yeah, still a very decent looking car, but maybe not perfect. And finally, Melk1407 asking the big questions here. Is this the new championship winning car? Yes, categorically yes. Absolutely. There is no doubt in my mind now. Delusion levels have been filled up to 1,000. And I am so ready for another year of happiness and easy watching for Ferrari and most importantly Charles Leclerc. I see no problems for the next year, maybe even two, maybe five. I feel like Ferrari have turned a corner now with Fred. Finally, the Fred, you know, aura, the Fred presence, the Fred powers are sinking into Ferrari now, and 2024 is going to be the first year we see that.
And it's, I was trying to think good. Of an automobile that began with F to be like the, you know, like the
Fiat.
the Fred Fiat. They're not part of Fiat anymore, are they? I can't think of one. Everyone in chat would just be like, oh, obviously this, but I literally can't think of one. Yeah, maybe
Ford.
The quick launch. Ferrari's
Ford Transit.
Definitely not got a bizarre history with Ford. The whole thing with maybe the car launch is maybe they're going for the whole be a bit more low key and not make a big song and dance about it, and then Charles Leclerc pole position in Bahrain, and your prediction's wrong when he finishes 30 seconds.
I don't care. Oh, wait, no, I do care about that part. Shut up. But I don't care if he gets an equal amount of poles and wins. If he wins all 24 and also gets 24 poles, I'm absolutely fine by that. And then I'll also have 24 poles in the year. Anyway, that is the end of that. Thank you so much to everybody watching and listening. Tommy, what is your final thoughts?
Final thoughts are Frank has just come in the room, so we'll get a little bit of Frank. Oh no, he's gone.
Okay.
Oh no, he's here.
Oh no, he's gone. Oh no, he's here. He's got an invisibility.
There
cloak,
we go.
Apparently.
This
there
is great audio
is.
Content for all the podcast listeners. But Frank, what are your final thoughts? That is his opinion of 2 minute car launches. Clearly.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not happy. He slept through it, probably. Oh, yeah. Big yawn as well. Love that. All right. Well, thank you, Frank,
Fraun.
For your yawn and for your final thoughts, and Tommy as well. And yeah, we'll see you very soon. Lots of love. P1 Live Show tickets are available. Bye!
Bye!
Make sure you follow us on all of our socials. We're MattP1Tommy on Twitter, TikTok, Twitch, and Instagram. You can also sign up to our Patreon at the link in the episode notes for ad-free episodes, full video interviews, and extra bonus episodes for as little as $5 a month. Finally, make sure you're following us on Spotify. See you soon.
P1 is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Thank you. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.